to the flow. To the shower, to the beat, to the moon.
Grab me one once again, bro. Alright, boy, man, I see you now.
Round of applause, baby, make that clap. Clap. Drop it to the floor, make that clap. Round of applause, baby, make that clap. Clap. Drop it to the floor, make that clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it. Bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the flowing. Bust it, 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 bust it. Drop it, baby, to the cup. Bounce that, like the twerk team. Hair long, hair fat, shout at me. That girl look like Halle Berry when I'm on them. When I hit the scene, girls yelling and they scream. Flocka, can you be my baby daddy?
Yes.
Pimpin' like I'm Dolomite, hooked up in my caddy. Smoke like I got Cadillac. In the strip club throwing up them stacks. Got racks on top of racks. Bust that pop, 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 pop. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that earth back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as Mr. Let It Go. Baby, make that earth clap. Drop it to the floor, make that earth clap. Round of applause, baby, make that earth clap. Drop it to the floor, make that earth clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it. Bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the flowing. Bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, but bust it, bust it, just drop it, baby,
drop on them stacks, OMG, SMH when I'm on that stage. Four rows ain't gon' loan her. Round of applause, baby, pop that, drop it down for me, girl, do a split. Do you, girl, got a white Remy Martin, who wanna see?
Welcome back to the Lane Show, guys, every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm your host, Lane Salazar, and I am with a very, very good friend of mine, aka a very special guest of mine.
Braden.
Oh, not just Braden, but Braden.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Cosme.
Is that true? Is that so?
It is so.
You hear that, guys? It is so, and it is right, because here we are today. You know, I just want to ask how it was. I hope everyone had a good weekend. That's not really an asking a question, but how was your weekend, buddy?
It was pretty good.
Only pretty good.
Really? I had a long weekend. You know, had to do homework.
Just a few problems, right?
Yeah, a few projects. You know, the semester's coming to an end.
Yes, that is true.
Which is an issue on all of our parts.
Yes, it is an issue on all of our parts. But honestly, guys, I'm excited for summer to roll around because it's going to be a lot of fun.
But are you taking summer classes?
That's a good question. I believe I am going to be taking summer classes. I just need to, just find out a few stuff first. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And see how it pans out and everything. And if it doesn't pan out, then we'll see how it is.
It's over.
You know what I mean? It will be over. But I hope you guys had a great weekend. My weekend, it was a little slow, you know?
Is that so?
It is so. Let's see, what did I do on Saturday? Absolutely nothing.
Oh. Yeah. Fireworks Saturday.
On Friday, me and Braden and some of the guys, we went to go-karting, and it was honestly a lot of fun.
Yeah, go-karting indeed. Safety, excuse me.
But and then Saturday it was my brother's prom and Vicky, guys, if you guys know Vicky, she's sometimes she's usually here, but not today because
not today. Nope.
You know why? But she went to my brother's prom too, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then I watched the Ryan Garcia fight, and
that was crazy.
It was all over. And then yesterday, I went to my friend's his speech at the church that I went to because he was leaving for 2 years.
What church?
It was he's a member, It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormons. Better known as the Mormons. But hey, you know, no disrespect there, but I'm gonna miss my good friend Cooper.
And he's going on a mission to where?
Germany, Frankfurt.
Oh.
2 years. It's gonna be so sad.
Frankfurt, Germany, guys. If you guys don't know where that is, that's near Ramstein, about an hour away from Ramstein Air Force Base.
Dude, look at him. Yeah, my friend Braden here. You guys know him. He's an Air Force guy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is. All right, guys. We're going to head into break real quick.
Just take a break.
We're just going to be experimenting a little bit. So, guys, I hope you guys enjoy this this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Lane Show, guys. Every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, I am your host, Lane Salazar. And I am with a very special guest of mine,
Brayden.
And for everyone that knows Brayden, everyone loves Brayden. He's a very, very good man.
No one knows me.
He's a very, very, you know, passionate person. He's a very...
No one loves me.
Everyone loves you. I love you, bro. I love you. Listen, here. I love you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. Of course. And everyone here listening, you know, you guys could just, you know, give me feedback. If you know me, just be like, oh, yeah, I love Brayden, too. Yeah, that's all you got to say.
And then we'll Mormonate together.
Oh, yeah. Whatever that means, guys. Whatever that means. All right. But, you know, I'm just going to say this. But there's a lot of challenges that we've gone through together, I must say.
Yes, very true.
And whether it be, you know, physical battles or emotional battles or, you know, just all these crazy stuff that we went through together that we had to just power through or just decide to quit. You know what I mean? This topic is a good question that we could ask for everyone out there. This question is, when was it most difficult to persevere when you wanted to quit?
Very good. Very good answer. I'm just kidding. Very good question, Lane. Actually, really good question. Is this a question for me or for the audience?
That's a question for everyone. Yeah, okay. Everyone. This is a question you guys could ask yourself, but you guys want to hear our experience from it. So I'll just go first, sir.
Very good question, Lane. I think I would have to say that I had to persevere, I think, when I was in ROTC at USF. Whenever we did, like, PT workouts that were pretty tough because sometimes they would get, like, special forces to actually do PT with us, like, ex-special forces. Or they would just come and do training. Like, there was this one training that was, like, we did, it was 4 miles. We had a sprint half a mile, and then we had a jog half a mile back. So you have to do that for 4 miles. So sprinting half a mile is not nice. That's the hard part. Jogging a mile, okay, is one thing. But sprinting half a mile is another thing. So imagine doing that for 4 miles. That was tough, but we got through it. And I think persevering, having people around you to motivate you to not give up, helps you persevere through things. Because me, myself, I can kind of give up on things fast, but if I have the people around me to keep pushing me, it actually keeps me going. So I would have to say during PT training at USF, at University of South Florida.
So that's obviously a very tough experience then. Yeah. Because, you know, you're just... There was a lot going on around you, you know what I mean? You were just...
Scumbag. I'm scumbag.
Yeah, he's not scum, guys. He's not scum. But let's see. When it was most difficult for me, just persevere when you wanted to quit. There have been a lot of times where I can't say that there have been times where I haven't quit because there was I've only quit a billion times, bro.
No, you haven't.
I have, but I say another big thing with you too, like I completely concur with is the whole workouts and everything, PT at USF and everything.
Yes, sir. PT at USF.
Whenever I played high school football, it was insane because one of my favorite coaches I've ever had was he was like literally my last resort. I was like pushing these sleds, bro, with like 45-pound weights with another 25 on it, so it was pretty freaking heavy. And I was a scrawny kid, dude.
No, you weren't.
Like 125 pounds or whatever. I was tiny, and then he was just like screaming in my ears, like, "When you what?" He was like, push with all you got. Oh my gosh, you can do it. Everyone can do it. You can do it. And he was just screaming in my ear. I was like, geez, bro. Yeah. He pushed me to a whole other level than I thought I had. You know, I never knew I had that level.
Yes.
Ever.
Very true.
But, you know, I think a big issue with a lot of these people are they give, and I'm not saying I'm not a victim of it, because I am. I am a very big victim of it too. A lot of people, including myself, all of us want to quit. You know what I mean? Like in a lot of instances, we want to quit. Whether it be a workout, whether it be a career path, whether it be anything. You know what I mean? So like me and my friends when we were younger, our dream, we were always wanted to be just like, oh yeah, we want to be YouTubers. And, you know, you succeed one day. Yeah. And
so, Logan Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Like Logan Paul and Jake Paul and all those guys. But, bro, we've done YouTube for I don't know, 2017, and I think it went all the way to 2021. Mm. But we stopped, and we went, then we stopped, we were super inconsistent, and eventually we quit because we were like, oh, we're not seeing anything. But honestly, like, in a little bit, I regret it because I'm like, you know, who knows where we could be now, you know what I mean? If we never quit, we just didn't have the want in us anymore, I guess, and it was a lot of work because at school and you know, I had to balance YouTube, and I was like, bro. And, you know, I don't tell a lot of people about the YouTube game that we used to do, but, you know, it was fun, but it was also very stressful because it was like, you know, because you keep hearing everyone say consistency is key, and then, you know, you get put into that position, and you're just, you don't know what to do, you don't know, you're just like, should I keep going, should I quit? I haven't really made much progress, but you keep hearing everyone say that you'll be the one laughing in the end, but I just quit, you know what I mean? So, like, you don't know with stories like that.
It's true.
Yeah, so.
You have to keep going. You can't give up on yourself. Otherwise, once you give up on yourself, it's over.
Yes, that is true. And you can't expect to have, you know, other people have more faith in you than if you don't have faith in yourself, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, you got to have at least a little bit of faith in yourself. But, you know, that's at least what I learned. I don't know what everyone else learned that's listening to this right now, but you got to have at least have a little bit of faith in yourself if you want to have a little bit of a, if you want everyone else to have faith in you or believe in you or something, so.
And don't beat yourself up.
Yes, that is a big thing.
Because this is your first time in life as well, so you can't beat yourself up.
And we only get one life, guys. We only get one life.
It's true. So enjoy it. Make the best out of it. Pursue your dreams and goals. Otherwise, you're gonna look back in the future and have regrets. You don't want to have regrets.
I'm pretty sure all of us are living with regrets right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to minimize the amount of regrets you live with. So. You know,
so, you know, pretty much this, I know it sounds like a whole, this sounds like a whole motivation
lecture.
Don't quit lecture, yeah. Right here. Yeah. But pretty much just saying, like, there were, like, honestly, there's a lot of stuff from this question that I'm just like, I kind of regret quitting what I did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I kind of regret, but there's also a lot of stuff that I'm happy that, what's it called? I did quit. But, you know, one thing I've been trying to do is, trying to motivate myself to not quit in a lot of different stuff, you know what I mean? Like, school, it's a big thing. You know, it takes up a lot of your time, obviously, and whenever you're going through school and the middle of the semester and everything, and it's like, you know, you got midterms and everything. Luckily my major does not have midterms, or a lot of them at least, but what's it called? It starts getting to you, bro. Like, at during the end, you're like, it's kind of like senioritis all over again. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you know, is it, I don't know if I can make it towards the end. This is just so long. And, you know, you just got to eventually push through at the end, brother. And because it's going to be worth it. It's your future, bro. It's your future.
Deal with it now so that way you're not older. You got to go back to school and not want to do it. So I hate school. So I want to get it over with now so I don't have to deal with it in the future.
Yes, that is. I believe definitely a big thing is a lot of people despise school, but hey, you know, you got to get through it at some point, bro. Only if you want to, because there's a lot of people that don't want to. Yeah, you know what I mean.
But, hey, you
know, what do I know? What do I know?
You know everything, because you're him.
No, not true. Not even close to true. So, guys, please take a second and just ask yourself that and be like, you know. Did you know what do I regret quitting? You know, should I have quit there? And you know, eventually I think you'll be you know, you'll be like, all right, I won't make that mistake in the future, you know. Yeah, that's what I did. But I'm trying to become a better person, and you know, still learning. We're still learning
everyone,
day by day.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everyone is. But guys, we're gonna head into break real quick, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We're gonna listen to the Eagles. Have a good one, guys.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Welcome back to the Lane Show, guys. Every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And I am your host, Lane Salazar. And I am with a very, very good special guest of mine.
Brayden Cosme.
Welcome back, Brayden.
Thank you.
How you been, brother?
I've been pretty good, man. I missed you.
How was that break?
It was, bro. I needed that break, bro. I've been working too hard.
Yeah, fair enough, bro. We're a little tired ourselves, guys. But listen, we're here for the dedication.
We had a long night last night working on assignments.
Yes.
Doing
very,
homework.
Very long.
Working
night.
On essays. I'm just kidding.
No, he's not kidding. Like we were. But honestly, the end of this school, the end of the semester is upon us, guys. It is.
Yes.
And it's a big worry for a lot of people.
It is. It's very scary. It's a scary time for our country.
It's a very scary time. And, you know, it's like, it's a thing that where you're just like, is it going to be, am I going to do enough?
You will be enough.
Yeah. All right.
You won't be enough. You'll be enough.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, but I want you guys to ask yourself another thing is, you know, What often do you worry about a lot? You know what I mean? Just put it into perspective because you might be overthinking a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
True.
Brayden, I would like to hear your take.
Well, you see, overthinking is something that I need to do in to be able to actually be successful in things I want to do.
Yes.
Because if I don't stress about something and if I don't worry about something, then I'm not going to care for it and I'm not going to try to attack it. So there's something as good as good stress and then bad stress, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
So good stress is like what I try to have because everybody gets stressed out, but you don't want it to be bad stress. You want it to be good stress. So yeah, I mean, I worry about like my future and stuff. You know, I want to be able to provide for my future family if I ever have one, which
yes.
I probably won't because no one likes me.
not true, guys. Hey, if you guys know a friend, set up Brayden.
No.
Just give me a call, guys.
Stay single my whole life. But
I'll set a date up for Brayden, bro.
It's okay. But yeah, so we gotta do good. You know, we gotta try our best.
Yes, bro. No, I completely agree with you on that.
More.
My word. Well, I have a list right here, and it's from verywellmind.com. And this is right here is the biggest worries for Americans right now.
Americans.
And the highest one is at 36%. Financial instability / crisis, which is what you were just saying about you hope you make enough to provide for a family.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of stuff like that. And, yeah, I can definitely see where
the economy is getting bad.
It's getting bad. And
I mean, $4 for gas.
That's like really cheap, dude. Nah, I'm just kidding.
That is expensive,
dude. No, it sucks, dude. It's so bad.
Why is it expensive?
I mean, come on. The inflation is really bad right now.
Why?
Well, there's a lot going on in the world.
Like what?
Like obviously the war over in Ukraine,
oh.
Right? And the whole thing was Palestine and Israel. Yeah, we are.
Okay. All right, well, it's because of the president of the United States. That's why.
Yes.
This is why this economy sucks.
It's the big deal. The big deal.
Yeah. So.
So listen, I don't want to pop anyone's bubble out there.
Well, I do. Our president sucks. So I just want you guys to know that. The economy is the way it is because we have bad leadership in our government, and I'm using my First Amendment right, freedom of speech, to say that. So if you guys want to actually vote people into office that actually can make change, do your research before you start voting. I mean, granted, the presidential election's coming up in November. So you know what that means.
There's always, you guys can always make the right choice.
Yes. And, I mean, considering we are the popular vote, we don't necessarily have the say in who becomes president. You never know. There might be a tie in the Electoral College, and it will just, you know, come to the popular vote. Either way, you know, do your part and try to vote if you can. You know, you don't have to vote if you don't want to, but if you're a person who feels like you want to try to do some type of change, I mean, you can. So, don't be someone who complains about change and then not do anything about it. That's all I'm saying. If you don't want to vote, you don't have to vote. If you feel like you want to do change, then vote. If you're one of those people that complain about change and don't do nothing about it, then you're the problem. So, it's not anyone else.
You know what's funny is next on the list was literally political instability.
Yeah, well,
34%. I mean, and you know what the funny part is that's exactly what the truth is, you know, right now, is the politics of, you know, the economy is in such a bad spot, mm-hmm. where our country is, we're falling like at a very, very high trajectory where we are falling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, if there's actually people listening right now, you know, there's definitely some of you guys that are liberal. And you guys are probably getting super, super upset of what I'm saying, but I'm just stating, you know, I truly believe that this is your guys' president's fault, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, since Biden took office, know that rent went up 21%, used cars went up 21%, groceries went up 21%, natural gas went up 27%. This gas that we used to cook, electricity went up 28%, baby food went up 31%. Airfare went up 33% and gasoline went up 48%.
Wow.
And if, I mean, you can tell the gas. Come
wait,
on, guys.
What website? What was the source on
RealDonaldTrump.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And these are actual statistics. So,
guys, that a big worry in the country is
48% gas. Come on.
Is what's going on. And, you know, you wonder, you know, what could be going on? Because you guys are seeing the stuff about, you know, us in China and
yeah.
stuff like that, you know. I hate to say it, guys, but unfortunately, TikTok is a big Chinese thing. And, yes. you know, we're just, you know, they completely got us locked in on it. A lot of us Americans,
yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of Americans are locked in on TikTok and they're just like super comfortable about it. And they're like, oh, I love TikTok so much. And who knows, bro, maybe this is like a tactic for them to just hit us when we're not looking. You know what I mean?
So, you know, when you get like an app on your phone and it says like, let app track your activity, let yes. your location always allow or allow while using.
Yes.
So iPhones have that feature. I don't know about Androids. But most of the time, you know, you put allow. You know, most people put allow. You know, some people don't.
Yes.
But TikTok, you can put allow on TikTok. And I actually saw this briefing, and this is unclassified, so we can talk about it. But it was when I was in basic training, and they were talking about how China's using TikTok to see, like, how our military is performing in terms of, like, you know, their missions that they're doing or, like, certain, you know, moves that they're taking. And they're able to track, like, I mean, I'm talking, like, platoons and stuff like that, the routes they take, the way they move, where they march, just based off the app.
Yes.
So they can track where our military movement is going through an app. So that's crazy to me.
So as you guys could tell, the world is in a very, very, very weird spot right now. You know what I mean? There's a lot going into, you know, seeing what each other's next moves are from the countries, you know what I mean?
It's true. Just be prepared, because everybody complains about our country and that we're going to end up in war and there's going to be a country that takes over, and then we're complaining about our country when, you know, there's a lot of other countries in the world that doesn't have the freedoms we have.
And then
granted, yeah. you know, we're not a perfect country, you know? We're not.
We're not.
But, you know, There's a lot of more worse countries out there.
That is could guarantee. That is a fact.
I mean,
right,
China.
There.
Come on, like, come on, like North Korea.
I genuinely believe that once something super bad happens to our country again, say like for sake like 9/11, like when that happened, that's when everyone's like freaking out about everything. And, you know, that's whenever people actually, like, you know, the country was actually,
everybody got together.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Because the problem with this generation is that's not going to happen anymore.
It's never going to happen.
Nobody supports the military. Nobody supports our people that are actually going out there to defend
never.
Our country. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, people are giving their lives every day on the line to have freedoms over here in the United States, and people take it for granted. Now, you know, you have your amendment to freedom of speech, but who's giving you that freedom of speech is our military members that are allowing you to have freedom of speech so you can talk crap about them. Just letting you know.
No, like, you literally worded it perfectly.
Yeah, so.
Just beautifully, because there's a lot of people, I feel like they're complaining now, but then let's say whenever we get attacked from, who knows, probably China or something, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, the Chinese spy balloon that happened a couple months ago.
Yeah,
I mean that went from like West Coast all the way to East Coast United States. I think they shot it down in like South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
It literally got close to Florida.
And whenever all this goes down, you know, people are complaining right now, but once something happens and our country is not what it used to be in favor of another country taking it over, like you just said, they're going to be complaining and be like, I always loved my country. I should have never let this happen. Oh my God. Like,
and you know, the sad thing is, that's probably not going to even happen. They're probably going to still complain about our country.
And for some reason.
And, you know, there's you should have your right to, I mean, like, do your part. Like I said, you know, go, you know, vote for the right person. Do this, do that. You know, try to get rid of the corruption. You know, increase checks and balances. Like, you know, you have your right to actually go out and do that. And I completely support that. I think everyone should have their freedom of speech. I think everybody should go protest what they believe in. Whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, whatever you believe in, go protest it. But when it comes to, like, actually, like, hey, you know, our military, you know, I mean, these boys and girls are giving their lives.
Yes, that is true. And it's, like, it's very sad to see because people take this country for granted. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
They take it for granted. They're like, you know, they seriously don't see what's behind all of why we have the freedom to do everything, like, anything we want. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's, like, it's so sad because there's a lot of people just taking it for granted, and they're just like, oh, I could do whatever I want. And you know, the reason you can't do whatever you want is because of the people that are fighting for their country. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's so sad to see. Like, there's communist countries everywhere where you wouldn't be able to have, let's say, the LGBTQ. Let's say them. They wouldn't be able to have their whole thing in Russia or, you know, let's say China or anywhere like that, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to have it if it wasn't for us. Like, be thankful for what we've done. So, you know, it's,
yeah,
and that doesn't just go for them, but it goes for a lot of people that don't have, you know, like in a communist country, it's a lot different. Be thankful for what we have.
Yep. I mean, it's true. I mean, and like, you know, like I said, you know, this country isn't perfect. It's far from perfect. And, you know, I know we sound very right wing right now, but you know, I'm more centrist than anything. You know, there's a lot of policies that I feel like liberals believe in that I agree with.
Yep.
There's a lot of policies that, you know, conservatives believe in that I believe in. So it's I'm not necessarily taking sides here. I'm just trying to go with what's the moral thing is.
Yes.
You know, is we got to protect our country and we got to try to work on it because we aren't perfect and we can always do better. Even though we're better than most of the countries in the world already, we can always still do better. I mean, there's a reason why we're number one.
Beautifully said right there. Like, honestly, I couldn't say it any better. Yeah. So if I'm giving like a, yeah, because you said it perfectly. We sound super right wing right now.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of stuff that I agree with the liberals, and there is a lot of stuff that I agree with the Republicans or the conservatives. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm not really picking a side, but in the state where right now, I don't agree with Biden, our president.
Yeah, I don't, and that's not even has to do anything with what party he affiliates
exactly.
with.
It's not. It's just him.
His policies. I mean, there's a lot of things he did. You know, we pulled out of Afghanistan. We still have diplomats. We still have people that are stuck over there. These are American citizens that are still in Afghanistan that we weren't able to get out. Just understand, we have American people over there that they have families over here. They have friends. They have loved ones that they can't see because they're stuck over there right now, and that's because of your president.
Yeah, and so, like I said, guys, we're not trying to pick a side or shadow everyone or throw shade at people, but that's just unfortunately what the truth is right now.
And that's just how it is. You know, when it comes to presidents, you have to pick the lesser of two evils. You know, yeah, there's going to be no president's perfect. You know, everyone's kind of shady, but
every single one of them.
You have to pick the lesser of two evils. You know, that's just how it is. There's one that's going to be less evil than the other person, and you got to try to pick that person. And right now, the president we have just doesn't even seem like he's fit to be president. Like, he's mentally not there.
he's not there. Literally, this perfect way to put it is that he's not there. Just, it seems like his mind is in other places.
I mean, like, stagflation, come on. Like, we have an increased inflation period in a short period. Inflation's supposed to happen, but not at the rate that we've been getting it. I mean, since COVID, things have... How does gas go up almost close to 50%?
And it's the
worst. The past couple years.
Like, what was it a few years ago? It was like...
It was $1.70 a gallon.
I was going to say, it was like $1.80-ish.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, I remember seeing $1.60 at one point.
Like, it was so, our economy was probably the best it's ever been or in a long time when Trump was in office.
Yeah. Like, you know, hopefully he wins again, because damn. I mean, dang. You know, we need these prices are crazy. When rent goes up the same cost of buying a home, you know, something's going on.
No,
rent should never be that expensive.
And you realize, you're like, geez, man, this is a terrible part that we're in right now. But like Brayden said, if you want to make a difference and you want to try to do some right in this country, then go ahead and do your thing. You can vote. And like I said, I'm not going to judge who you voted for. And I hope you guys respect who I vote for. But, you know, this is another thing, is I think the world, the U.S., the country, we don't need to kill each other over politics. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have disagreements, and that's about it. Just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm not choosing a party. Like, I am literally not registered in any party. I am an independent because I do agree with a lot of stuff the Democrats and the Republicans have said. I'm a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. And I just leave it at that, you know? I'm like, okay, I see why you voted for him. Okay, I see why you voted for him.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I see where you're coming from both sides.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Anyways, guys, that was a very deep talk. guys, I'm going to take you guys to break real quick, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Oh!
We'll be right back.
back to the Lane Show, guys, every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And I am your host, Lane Salazar. Whoosh. And I am also with my very special guest,
Brayden.
Yes, welcome back to the Brayden Show. Nah, I'm just kidding, guys. This is the Lane Show. Come on. But it can be the Brayden Show one day. I think it will be this Brayden Show one day.
Nope.
No.
I'll wash my hands of it.
anyways.
Is it over?
No, it is not over, guys. It is not over. Don't even think of it being over. Just saying. But, yeah, that's just me.
What do I know?
But, guys, I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. And I hope you guys, are making it through the day pretty easily. You know what I mean? Because, I say we're moving through it pretty easily right now,
Yeah.
I have some stuff to clean up, but, hey, what do I know?
The hammer.
Don't lay the hammer down. But, guys, this, my friends, sorry about, we got pretty off topic that last one, but I think it was a beautiful topic to talk about the state of our,
economy and politics.
Yes, the economy and politics. It was beautiful topic.
It's very good.
But, you know, it's not an easy thing to talk about at all. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people disagree with you, and a lot of people want to, shoot me in the face or something. Because
why?
Because politics are very a topic that many people don't want to talk about in public.
Yep.
So, guys, I'm just gonna let you know right now. Please be careful when you try to discuss politics in public, because you never know which guy is the one to have a gun and which guy is willing to shoot you. Because politics get very, very personal in public, in my opinion. Because from what the videos I've seen and the stories I've heard are just, they're not good. So, guys, please be careful whenever you decide to, state your beliefs in public and make a big deal about it, because a lot of people are gonna be willing to. Yeah. But moving on, this is a good question. This is a question from me. And this goes to you. And this goes to every single one. Like I said, the past two topics. But this one is a good one, because there's a lot of challenges that everyone has taken in their life. But there's also been a lot that people have not taken in their life. So I want to ask you, Brayden.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing you've ever done?
The hardest thing I've ever done, I would say, looking back at it now, it wasn't that bad, but, at the moment, it felt hard. So, I would say, basic training.
Basic training.
Yeah.
Tell me, what was it like? What was so rough about it?
Well, man, I'll tell you. I mean, we'd had to wake up every morning at 5, which I hated, but you get used to it after a while. I would say, just having to meet so many timelines in a short amount of time. You would wake up at 5 in the morning, and you would have literally 5 minutes to make your bed, get changed, brush your teeth, shave your face, get ready to do PT outside. So we would wake up earlier than that just to try to get things done. But either way, 5 minutes is a short amount of time. So I would say, having timelines that are very, very unreasonable, where it was really tough for us. So I think that was kind of stressful and made it hard for me there. But in basic training. But it wasn't bad either. It was hot. So it was, by 9 a.m. in Texas, San Antonio, it was maybe 90 degrees at 9 a.m.
So it was this absolute scorcher.
Yeah, it was hot outside. It was Mormonating. It was bad.
So another question I would like to ask you is, did you just find something? Did you find a new level of you never thought you had? You know what I mean? Was it so hard that you were just geez, man, I don't know, I could take this far and this crazy of a level? Because
When I was there, I don't think I was the point where I was I'm gonna quit, but I think it was at a point where I did realize I did miss a lot of things that I took for granted.
I still remember telling me this. You said it was the little things that you missed too.
Yes.
You missed popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn, M&M's, and a soda was the one thing that I thought about week three into training. It was it was crazy, because you missed the little things. The little things become the big things. You miss your family, of course, because it wasn't until about week three of training where we actually got to read our first letters. So
yeah.
So it was like, okay, so that kind of that was like, you know, interesting because, you know, you go 3 weeks without hearing from your family essentially, and then you can't you get a letter from them, and then it's like it feels you know, nice. And actually, the thing about it is, it's like once you're in basic training, everything, you're deprived from so many things. You're deprived time. You're deprived certain foods. You're deprived family. You're deprived friends. You're deprived a lot of things that we have in normal society. And it's kind of like prison. And, well, it's kind of worse than prison for 2 months. And then after that, you're good. And then you're deprived a lot of things. And afterwards, it's like you go out into the real world again. And a lot of things feels like you're trying it for the first time, which is good. It's a good feeling. Yes. You know, you try steak for the first time. It feels like the best steak you ever had. Sorry. With a baked potato. You know, that shit was good. I mean, that crap was good. Sorry, I didn't mean to curse. Sorry, that was my bad.
Sorry, guys. You know, he's in his motions right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in my own Mormonating. But, yeah, you miss a lot of the small things. And then you start getting used to those things again when you get out of training. And then you start becoming... what's the word? Conditioned back yes. to your normal lifestyle. And then it kind of gets sucky because it's like, okay, a steak doesn't taste as good as it was when I got out of basic.
Yeah.
It tastes good, but it doesn't taste as good as it
it's not like
was.
It's like a first time having
yeah, steak. Yeah, like two months of getting yelled at, screamed, and then, you know, doing training and then waking up earlier than this and that, taking 2 minute showers, and then you get to have a steak is amazing. Like that it makes you feel good. We're going to the movie theaters for the first time in a while. It's like trying new things, even though you've done it before. And it takes away that goes away whenever you start going back to reality.
Yes.
And it sucks because it doesn't feel the same. And it's like, okay, now I kind of want to be deprived of it again, so that way I can have that feeling again of, wow, that's amazing. So yeah,
beautiful. You know, I definitely, because I remember I sent you about three letters around yeah. three or four. Cause
I had to hide your letters.
I sent him two letters, toward like literally two letters in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I sent you a lot, but what's it called? I remember, whenever my dad was like, hey, yeah, write letters to him because, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. He's like, it's hard out there, and he's like, letters will help a lot because you get to hear from, you know, the people that you care about a lot and, you know, care about the most. And
oh, yeah.
It's happy. Keeps you happy and keeps you going. You're like, oh, yes, I love those guys.
Yeah, and the whole idea of basic training is to really get you ready for deployment. So it's like, you know, you ever got to go somewhere else outside of the country, and you might not have access to cellular towers, you might not have access to satellites, and you might not have access to certain things to get in contact with your family. So it might be a little bit harder for you to contact them. So basic training is supposed to get you in the idea that, you know, God forbid something happens, you're somewhere in the world where you can't get contact with them. You know how to try to keep your cool because you've gone through it before.
Yes.
And basic training is just a small taste of it. It's not nothing compared to what actual active duty people are going through out right now in the real world. You know, it's to give you a taste of the idea of it in a simulated environment where you're supposed to act, you know, a certain way. You know, if something was to happen, you know, you should do this. You know, it's to get you ready for just in case something happens, you know. But it's nowhere near to the real, you know, real military. Like, I mean, there's people deployed right now that they have to deal with not being able to contact their family for not only 2 months but for close to a year.
Yeah.
So that's crazy to me. And you know, they have to, you know, work through that. And it's a long time not to be able yeah. to contact your family. A lot of things can happen in a year.
It's like all your loved ones, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're not gonna be able to hear from them or contact them. I was fortunate enough from my dad's deployments that I was fortunate enough to have him contact us within the 6 months and 8 months that he was gone. It was tough. It was definitely really tough because you know, he did everything great, and it was so hard not having him there. Mm-hmm. And having an adjustment to everything with him not there and everything, because you know, we had a lot of fights going on there. We had a lot of issues going on there with the family, and it was a lot of stuff that we had to go through. In my personal opinion, I didn't even go through the basic training or anything like that, and I wasn't even deployed, but that was probably the hardest thing I went through, and it was a very, very hard time for me because, you know, I had a lot to deal with in those 6 to 8 months, in that time. And I think only a few times, my dad was like, I was fortunate to have communication with him. And like you said, I don't know, like, it sucks, man. Like, you don't get to communicate them. Some people don't get to communicate with them for a whole year. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even imagine, because, like, my dad is, like, you know, I love that guy. And whenever he was gone, we were fortunate enough to have connection with him. But if we didn't, I don't know, it probably would have been a much different story. In a bad way, I think it would have been.
Bad.
It could have been bad.
And, you know, now we have phones, which is nice. But, you know, there's a time where, you know, you would be in those deployments and we didn't really have cellular phones. And you'd have to write letters and you would hope your letter get there on time. And it would take weeks to hear back from your family. You know, it's I mean, good thing we have phones now, but it's still hard not to be able to see your family.
No, that is definitely the truth. I definitely believe that is has a lot of truth being told on that. And, you know, I feel like the hardest thing for a lot of people to go through is staying away from their family for as long as, you know. If you do genuinely love your family, then, you know, that's probably a really hard thing. But, you know, maybe other things. Maybe I'm wrong, you know what I mean? But I know for me it was definitely staying away. Like, whenever we go to college, it's definitely going to be tough not seeing my family. But I'm still going to stay in contact with them and everything and be like, yo, hey, I love you guys. You know, how you guys doing? You know, I'm going to check up on them every 2 weeks or something.
Yep. And, you know, like, and you have a lot of these people that they get deployed and, you know, they can't see their family. And then you have other people that are like, oh, well, why did they join the military? Well, maybe they have this little thing called honor. So something you may not have. So
it's like a lot of respect for their country, too. You know,
well, it's just even just having they want to do something that's like, you know, like out of the box. I mean, the military is, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do in the military. I mean, everything mm-hmm. you do in the civilian side, you can basically do in the military.
Yes.
So if you guys ever think that you can't do a certain thing in the military, the military basically has everything. You know, we have doctors, engineers, you know, anything you can think of. The military has it. So
no, I remember we had a guest speaker come here at HCC. It was like a whole bunch of guest speakers from many different careers, and the army was here, a few army recruiters, and they were saying that they had they said what you said. They have everything, pretty much everything you could think of, any career path that you could think of in the military. Yeah. Like they had a film, a whole film company. Apparently, they were like, "Yeah, we have film in the army." I'm like, "What?
Yeah, you guys got. I mean, you can do anything. Public affairs. So those people deal with photography for the military. You know, I mean, those people they take some cool pictures for you know, Instagram and all that. But literally their whole job is to take pictures for social media.
Yeah. And you know, social media, guys, is like it's a big deal nowadays, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Honestly, but you know, you might be people honestly, like, for the 14-day fast that I did from social media, that might be the hardest thing that people's ever done, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people say they can't live without social media. Mm-hmm. But I kind of just realized how useless social media was those 14 days, but that's just me.
Well, you see, social media is crazy. No,
I'm no, bro, you're not kidding.
No, I'm like thinking about deleting it again. Honestly,
bro,
I'm like, oh, okay, I think I'm gonna delete it again.
There's like, honestly, there's like, it's kind of
keep one app.
Yeah, maybe one. It's kind of useless having.
Yeah, I was like on TikTok. I'm like, eh, it don't hit anymore.
Yeah, right? Like, guys, seriously, I bring this up the past three radio shows, but I genuinely think that all of you guys should try it at one point and fast for 14 days from social media, and you guys will realize, oh shoot, you know, I don't need this. You'll be fine.
Fast, not slow.
Yeah, fast, not slow. But guys,
is there anything you want to say to Braden before we end the show in about 3 minutes here?
No, I'll just say I love you, man. You're a good man. Thank you for coming. And
I'm just gonna
you know, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
So
please leave comments in the comment box.
There's no comment box, but you know, hey, if you guys know me. Or if you guys want to, you know, want to come on the show or something, if you guys want my phone, or should I give them my phone number?
Only if you insist.
I don't know. But, you know, next week, guys, this is an announcement. Next week is, I think, the last radio show.
No!
So the Lane show is coming to an end, guys. No, and it's going to be kind of sad because this will be the last show of the semester.
No.
Coming next week.
It's going to be sad because the next time we have a podcast is going to be at FSU.
Not FS me. But guys, don't worry. It'll get out there when we're in Tallahassee.
Yep, and it's gonna be called the Lane Show 2.
The Lane Show 2. That's what it's gonna be called, because it's gonna be Lane Show 1, Lane Show 2. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I've been your host, Lane Salazar, and this was my special guest,
Braden.
And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. You guys enjoy.
Bombs itching, time to get it. Boy, I was taught to get it till it's gone. Even when I got it, watch me get it like I don't. Hold up. Tell me what you see. Pull up. Swerve. Watch these mo freaks. Watch it. Say what up, though, when you see me in the street. Good music in this. Now drop that mo. Okay, now this to all of my enemies. So see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. This to all of my hating foes. That see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. This to all of my old foes. That see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Right now. Right now, whoa. 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 3, 2, 1. To all of my enemies that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now.